Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to thank God, my family, my friends, all of my co-hosts and wonderful friends and my veterans who are on the line, as well as those who are just joining. Thank you so much for staying awake listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We have a very exciting show today because we have the opportunity to go to the throne of God together and manifest our needs and wants. And tonight, I am your coach, and I am guided by the Holy Spirit, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so on tonight, we are going to, of course, read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Then we're going to pray unto God. Then we're going to listen to the late Reverend James Cleveland and think about all of the great things God has done, as that song is playing. And then we're going to go into our activity of our needs and our wants. So we have a very lively show today because this is the day that the Lord has made, and the Lord is doing some great things, not only with the Afrida Love Show, but he's doing some great things in my life, my family's life, as well as your life. And you can testify to that. So we're going to give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. And once again, this is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com with Dr. Love. And so anytime that you want to chime in during this particular show, this ministry, be sure to do so, because I love to hear from individuals. Some individuals say, I just want to listen, and that's fine too. But I want you to be comfortable when you come on this particular show. So we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and then giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, keeping us in our right mind, and helping us, Lord Jesus, to make it throughout this day. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask that you restore and rejuvenate our souls and our minds as we prepare for a great anointed-filled ministry coming unto you to make our requests known unto you, because we know that you're the giver of everything and you are the taker of all things as well. Then, Lord, we ask that you continue to open the doors, Heavenly Father, and continue to help us to walk into those doors and to manifest the will of God. We ask that you bless our heads, Lord, to be able to think. Heavenly Father, would you bless our mouth to be able to speak your word and your revelation. Would you bless our hearts, Heavenly Father, to embrace love, and would you bless our hands to be about your business and of your service. And then would you bless our feet to walk in the will of your way. Lord, we thank you for the AfridaLoveShow.com. We thank you for the things that are to come to this particular ministry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for each person who has been on the show on these 400 and something shows, Lord, and we ask that you continue to manifest in their their lives and bless each and every one of them all together, and then bless them independently, not only them but their families and their families' families, Lord. Dear Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular ministry on today to help as many people, Lord, as you would have it to help, Lord. Bless those who are on the line now listening and those who will listen in the future and in a few weeks, Lord. We thank you for the things that you're going to send, Lord. We thank you for the things that you're doing, the things that you have done, and the things that you are going to do. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to uplift and help us to magnify who you are, Lord, through your greatness and through your philosophy of love and through your philosophy of commandments, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to sow not only unto the kingdom work, but, Lord, sow unto the lives of others the goodness of your mercy and your grace. We ask in the name of Jesus that we manifest mercy and grace upon each person who's listening and those who are going to listen. In the name of Jesus, we ask for the anointing to fall afresh, Lord, and we ask for your revelation to be spoken, and we ask for each person who writes down their needs and wants, Lord, would it manifest in their lives according to your will. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we're writing, that no one writes amiss, that no one writes to keep up with the Joneses or the Smiths, but they write according to your will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus right now, would you manifest down, Heavenly Father, and would you give us guidance as we seek what we need, as we seek what we want. Lord, we thank you in advance for all of the prayers that you've answered, the good reports, Lord, the health reports, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless those who are facing bereavement, bless those who are facing trouble with their youth and their teens in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each youth right now, Lord, and help them to know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other. Then, Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for the things that are to come, Lord. We thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God in our lives. We thank you for the power and your majesty that you give to us, Lord. We thank you for the seeds that you planted. We thank you for the love that's shown within our hearts. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask, would you bless our ears to be open to hear your voice, Lord. And we are seeking your well done, your affirmation, Lord, because we're here to please you. This is nothing for a shape, form, or fashion, but this is to please you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask that you cover each person, Heavenly Father, who is going to the throne, asking and seeking in need and want, Lord. And we ask, would each thing be restored and restored doublefold unto each and every person. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And every time I get on this particular ministry, I always feel the power of God, the energy just manifests. And it's such a great, great, great feeling when the power of God manifests into our lives. Whew. Amen. Praise God. Now, as my heart rate is going down, because I'm so excited because my heart rate's up right now, we are going to listen to the late Reverend James Cleveland. And the song that we're going to listen to, as I go to my songboard here, is God Has Smiled on Me. And how many of you know that God smiles on us each and every day when he wakes us up? Amen. And when our soul goes to heaven, we want our soul and we want God to smile upon us. Amen. And to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We don't want anything on earth to be done in vain, but we want it to be done in God's glory. Amen. And so as we listen to this song, I want you to know that as long as we continue to go about the Father's business and the kingdom's business, God will smile on us and he will bless us, and we will not have room enough to receive. And when God blesses us, and he's already blessing right now, amen, we have testimonies here, God is already blessing. I want you and I want us to bless someone else, amen. Bless someone else and let them taste and see that the Lord is good. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com with Dr. Alfreda Love, and we're going to listen to the late Reverend James Cleveland, God Has Smiled on Me. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, have set me free. God has smiled on me. You've been good to me. The cause of all my joy. Fill me with his love. Everything I need, ooh, he sends it down from up above.
God has smiled on me. And we should also be smiling on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, how do we do that? I'm glad you asked. We do that by planting the seed of love. And we do that by following the commandments of God and reading the Word of God. And therefore, we are smiling at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a time now in which this is a very fragile hour, because we are laying everything that we have on the altar. And when I say the altar, I'm not speaking about a church altar, because an altar can be anywhere, because you can lay down your burdens. And God says before we even get into the needs and wants, we need to lay down whatever is distracting us from listening or serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if someone said something or did something to you today, let it go. Give it to God. If someone did something to you last week, the week before, 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, let it go. If you're not speaking to someone and you haven't spoken to them, especially your family members, for years because you are upset, you are angry, God says let it go. He says it's just like in basketball. He says it's like someone is blocking you. When someone blocks your shot, right, when you're trying to shoot, then he says it boomerangs, and you don't want anything, God says, to come back until you void. Amen. And so God says that you must not let people get in your way of your blessing. God calls that a blessing block. It's like basketball. Every time you get the ball, somebody's going to defend you. God says every time he's getting ready to give you a blessing, pass you a blessing, somebody deflects it because you're upset. Ball up your fist. He says you're upset. You're mad. Somebody made you mad. And because somebody made you mad, you can't even give God the praise. You can't even receive what God is giving you because somebody's going to intercept it because somebody made you mad. And God says you got to let it go. He says then we talk about when we're talking about raising our youth. He says somebody has made you mad. Somebody's not doing what you have asked them to do. God says give it unto him and he shall take care of the rest. But what we don't want to happen is we get on the ministry every day or every once a week with our needs and wants, and God says that some of us are getting on the ministry faithfully, right? He says, but throughout the week when you leave me, when you leave the AfreeToLoveShow.com, because I don't know any other radio station who does this, when you leave this particular station and get out there, he says there's people, blessing blocks in the way. God says that you have to press. He says, I press towards the mark of the highest calling. He says you have to press through all of that. You cannot, when somebody, when God is trying to pass you a blessing, trying to throw you a blessing, just think about basketball. I know everybody's used to basketball. Somebody's trying to throw you a blessing. He says somebody deflects it because that person may have made you mad. They may have said something. You're angry. So your eyes, God says, your eyes begin to look at the person rather than God. Notice this. The next time you go to a game, next time you go somewhere and you grab, you have the ball, right? And if you have the ball, somebody's going to come and try to take the ball. So instead of you focusing on getting the ball where it's supposed to be, you're watching the person to see and to make sure that they're not going to take the ball. And God says your eyes should always be focused on the prize. What's the prize, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, when you're playing basketball? To get the ball and the goal, right? You don't want to pass the ball and get the ball stolen. So God says when your blessing comes, and I'm saying that because I have a lot of kids on the line. Amen. Praise God. When your blessing comes, you want to make sure that everything is clear. You want to make sure that you have that God has a clean, crisp way to give you that particular gift, that particular blessing. And it's even better if God can just walk up to you and hand you your blessing. You don't have anything in the way, any walls in the way, any people in the way, any thoughts in the way, evil thoughts. You don't have any of that in the way. God says, peace be still. That needs to be our prayer in the morning. Peace be still. Because what happens is peace is still at the house. It's great. It's great. But when you go out into the world, there are people who are not seeking peace. And so when you go out into the world, you have to have that peace that surpasses all understanding. And only God can give that to you. You can go to yoga. You can do whatever you want to do. But God is the only one that can give you that peace. So I want you to really think about this when you're writing. This is a very serious moment, ladies and gentlemen. You know, no matter how hyped I am, I'm going to be hyped on the AfreeToLoveShow.com. I'm coming, you know, because anything that's dead needs to be buried. Amen. But anything that's alive needs to be praising God. And so we're going to praise God on the AfreeToLoveShow.com. But I want you to come here once a week on this particular time and come every week to hear. But when we come and have this particular needs and wants, I need for you to let everything else go. Whatever is stopping you, whatever made you mad, whatever it is, you need to let it go so that you can embrace what God has for you and you can get what you need to get before you go to sleep. Amen? Amen. Because I'm telling you right now, when I'm on the show for the needs and wants, I'm coming to get what God has for me. That's my goal. Nobody's going to stop me. Nobody's going to move me as far as causing me to miss out on God's path to me. And that's going to be another ministry, God's path. Right? So we have to be in position. God says you have to be in position in order to receive your blessing. You see what I'm saying? Because if somebody passed you the ball and you out of position, or you allow somebody to get in front of you because they made you mad and intercept, then that's your bad, right? So I need for you at this particular time, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. Somebody made you mad. Whatever it is, just let it go because we're getting ready to go into the presence of God, right? And God is getting ready to bless us real good. So at this particular time, as I get my music together, I would like for you to go ahead and get out a sheet of paper. Okay. Get out a sheet of paper, and you already know the routine, right? The routine is when we get out a sheet of paper, on the left side, we always write our needs. Then we draw a line. Then we draw wants on the right side. So the left side is needs. The right side is our wants. Okay? I'm going to have some music playing, and we're going to have approximately maybe 5, 7, maybe 10 minutes. I don't want to rush anyone because God says this is limitless, meaning that you write down everything that you need and everything that you want. I'm not going to stop you in 10 minutes and say, okay, now let's go to our wants. This is going to be, we always start with our needs first, and then God says move to your wants. Now, for those of you who are just joining, and I have at least 10 new people online, including my veterans, and you already know this, but I'm going to say it again. We have an advantage, and the advantage is God is listening to us. He hears our despairing cries. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. And I'm going to be very honest with you. Everything that we ask God for, he makes provisions to give it to us. That's how good God is. You can call it spoiled. You can call it favor and grace and mercy, but I call it God, his grace and his favor. Everything. I mean, I'm serious. Everything that we have put on this needs list, God has given. And there's some more. So I'm going to tell you this now, and I'm going to be very honest. You have God's ear. You have it. If you're listening to this ministry, it doesn't matter if you listen a week after, a month after, a year after, you have God's ear. The anointing is on this particular ministry, first of all, because I'm just overseeing this ministry. This is God's ministry. He just allowed me to oversee it. So this is a very anointed ministry. And so when you write down your needs and wants, God says, do not be selfish. And I continue to say this, but I'm going to say it again. That means at your family charity stores at home, yourself and your friends, if you know they need something. For instance, you have someone who's sick. You have someone who's in the hospital. If they need healing, then you put that as a need, and you put their name. And sometimes you don't have to put their name because God already knows. But if you want to put their name, put their names. But charity starts at home. You start with your family, then yourself, then your friends or whomever. That's for the needs. For the wants, the same thing. Don't go start putting this list, this wish list, and everything is for you. It's about you. Everything on that list is about you, for you. That's not going to work. You can't be selfish. You have God's ears. Just imagine sitting in a room with God, telling God all about your troubles. God is listening. How do we know? Because of the response, because of the things that happen. God is listening. And we have God's ear, so there's no need for us to be greedy and just think about us. There are other people who are in need. And even if you don't know, if you hear something on the news, for instance, there's someone missing, I believe, in New York, a young lady who's missing in New York. She left her job, and now she's missing, and her parents and her family is frantically looking for her. Well, she's going to go under my needs list. We need to find out where she is. We need to find out. Her name is Miss Shields. We need to find out where this young lady is. She was a flight attendant, and she just, you know, they believe she was depressed, and she left. And so we're going to put her under the needs list, okay? So it doesn't matter because God says it reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. So if you hear something, now we can't cure the whole world, but if you know about something, then go ahead and let's pray for them, and let's ask God. Because once you begin praying for, when you're able to pray for someone else and pray for their blessings, then God blesses you double fold. And it's not because we're doing that because we want to be blessed double fold, which we do. We're doing it because it's right. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So, with that being said, we have God's ear. Both of them. God is listening. His favor is up on us. Please, I plead to you. Please think about other people as well. yourself last. And God always says the last becomes the first. Amen? So think about others first as far as this is concerned. I didn't say neglect yourself. Think about others first. We have God's ear. God is listening. He knows each and every one of us who's on here by name. Amen? Because he made us. He created us. He already know what we're going to put on this piece of paper. So we might as well put those people who are far and those people who are near, okay? So we're going to listen to the Center of My Joy and some more music. And as the Spirit leads me, then we will go ahead and write that. And God's going to give me some things to say to you according to this list that we're making unto God. Then afterwards, I'm going to give you some announcements and bid you good night. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Listen to one more song.
Thank you.
Hawkins with Thank You, Lord, for All You've Done for Me, and we're going to let the music continue to play. But I do want you to know that everything that you have placed on your needs and wants, I want you to believe and trust in God, because you wouldn't have asked God if you didn't believe that he could provide. Amen? All right. We have a little commercial here, but that's okay. And so you wouldn't have placed the needs and wants on that particular paper and asked God for that if you did not believe that God couldn't give it to you. Amen? And so God says that he wants to take us as far as we will allow him to let us go. And so my prayer is always, I want to go as far as the Lord is going to allow me to go as far as the kingdom is concerned. And that means doing the will of God, magnifying who God is. I would love to promote God. I would love to promote his goodness and mercy, however that looks. And so God has blessed me, and I know he's blessed you as well. He's blessed my family. He's blessed my friends. And so I'm believing in these needs and wants. And you know what? God is able to provide. I want you, as I'm speaking, to look at everything that you placed on this piece of paper. And if there's anything that you feel God can't do, then take it off, because that means that you're lacking faith in that area. And your faith needs to grow stronger, because God can do everything. He can give you everything that you have asked for on that particular piece of paper. He can bless each person that you have put on that particular piece of paper. He can change your situation. He can change your disposition. He can change your feelings. He can change your heart. He can turn hate into love. He can build unity where there's unrest. God can stop a storm within your life. He's able to do that. God can smile on you. God can correct any mistake that you've made. God can forgive you. God can heal you. God can set you free. God can bring you out of the fiery furnace. God can help you in the lion's den. God can turn your enemies into your friends. God can do everything but fail, but you have to believe. It's time that we believe in God and the power of God. We don't just get on this at freetoloveshow.com just so that we can share our needs and wants, and then we leave and we don't believe in God, and we live like there is no God. You're going to have to really believe as the Lord is speaking, and I plead unto you, because many of you come, and you're coming from all walks of life. We have people who have as many resources as you can think of. Then we have people who have few. But we're going to have to believe in God, and we're going to have to believe in his word, not just on the AfreeToLoveShow.com when you come, or not when you go through the doors of the church, or not when your pastor is speaking to you, but you're going to have to believe in God 24/7. You're going to have to believe that whatever happens, whatever comes and goes, that God is going to take care of you. You have to believe it. And when we talk about stepping out on faith, we're not talking about just stepping out and just giving up and quitting and throwing in the towel. We're speaking about when God tells you to take a step, step. When God says walk, walk. You have to be obedient unto God in order to get to where he wants to take you. But you have to be sincere and you have to be ready. We don't have any immature Christians walking into the doors of the destiny that the Lord has laid. You're going to have to stop drinking milk and eat some meat. And what I mean by that is the word of God. You're going to have to let the word of God rest within your heart. And you have to believe, I continue to say it, you have to believe and trust in God. No one can stop your blessing unless you allow them to. Don't let anyone stop your blessing. God wants to hand you the keys to whatever it is. And we're not talking about a physical key. I'm speaking about the mantle that God has for you and your purpose and in your life. He wants to hand it to you. God doesn't need to be trying to get around people and trying to tug at your heart. You should willingly surrender unto God and say, Lord, here I am. Whatever it is, I accept it in the name of Jesus. That's what we should tell God. And so it's time now to get serious. If you haven't been serious about your needs and wants, and you've just been going through the motions because this is a great activity and you feel better after you leave that Free to Love show, it's time now to begin to implement your faith. God says activate your faith tonight. God is getting ready to give us everything our heart desires. And I'm a living witness that everything I've asked God, he's come through. Everything. And I guarantee you, any door that the Lord has closed, I guarantee you that what's behind it would have been so hectic. God says that he's opening doors to people's destiny. God is making it befitting for us to walk through the doors. And so God says he would never place his children in any situation that's too hard for him. And there is no situation, but God says that there are some battles that we shouldn't even go to. There are some mountains that we shouldn't even have to climb. And so thank God for those mountains that you didn't get to climb. Thank God for those doors that you didn't get to go through. Thank God for everything that he's done, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Thank God for that. Thank God for the peace that he's giving you right now. Thank God for the anger that he's taken away. Thank God for the storm that he just said, be still. Thank God for your financial breakthrough. Thank God for everything that he's doing right now. Don't wait. Thank him right now. Tell God thank you because he didn't have to do it. Tell God thank you in advance for the things you don't even know about, we don't even know about. Tell God thank you for the health reports, the good health reports. Tell God thank you for blessing you to see another day. Tell God thank you for those who have lost someone. Tell God thank you for blessing you and keeping you in your right mind and helping you to carry on, although you may be sad. Ask God for an angel. Ask God for comfort. Thank God for wiping those tears away at night. Thank God for healing your body when you were sick. Thank God for that. And continue to trust God and believe in God. And as I always say, it's your decision to accept or reject the Lord. And this is your time. If you want to accept the Lord, you don't have to be in a church to accept God. Just like you don't have to have a big, elaborate radio station to have a syndicated station. God can do it for you. He made a way. Amen? All you have to say is, Lord, I accept you in my life today and allow God to do the rest. And notice I said allow because God's not going to force himself on us. God's not going to do all that. You're going to have to be ready. You're going to have to be ready. There's no preparation for when the Lord comes. When he comes, he comes. And so we've been waiting and expecting. And the Lord is going to deliver. He's going to do some great things, and he already has. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. If God has done anything for you, tell him thank you. If you need God to do something for you, let him know. God already knows. He's just waiting on you to ask. He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. He says, knock and the door shall be open. There's no reason, no excuse why people should be in wanting. There's no reason or excuse why people should feel down because God is your upper. So continue to believe. Continue to trust in God and thank God in advance for everything he's going to give you. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Because we serve a true and living God. It's time to get serious about God. And it's time to get serious about acquiring your needs and your wants, whatever that is. It's time. And it's time to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you're not ready, that's fine. But continue to come on the ministry. Continue to magnify who God is, and God will lead and guide you in the right direction. Amen? Amen. And so now I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this particular ministry on Our Needs and Wants. If you've missed some of the ministry, please be sure to listen to it again. Every particular ministry, every show is recorded. And immediately following each and every show, you can play back the show from beginning to end. So we're being recorded right now. This is a live show, the ourfreetolove.com. So if you came in late, don't worry, because we have it recorded. Amen? Amen. So I thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to the ourfreetolove.com. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure. You already know what I'm going to say. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends, all of your friends, by telling them, asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can log on to the ourfreetolove.com and click on Love Radio. That's ourfreetolove.com and click on Love Radio. Gospel artists, writers, I was going to say presenters, yes, presenters, journalists, actors, actress, teachers, leaders, ministers, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love at Alfreda Love or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I would love, love, love to learn from each and every one of you. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Call out what they need. Call their names. If they need a financial breakthrough, if they need healing, you know what they need just as God knows. Then call it out in the atmosphere and shake the atmosphere and claim it in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is worthy to be praised. If you believe in the power of prayer, I guarantee you that some healing will come through if it's in the will of God. Amen? Because God is able to do everything and all things. In addition to that, make sure that you not only pray for your family members, but you're praying for yourself and you're praying for those you know and those you do not know. We are praying for each and every person on this earth. If they're missing, if they're out of place, if they're out of the ark of safety, if they don't know the Lord, if they need a financial breakthrough, we are praying for them. And we talked about love, a love affair around the world, and we're going to implement that starting this particular month. Probably next week we're going to implement it, where we select two different states that we're going to pray for. And you don't have to know everybody's name in that state. It is not even feasible to know everybody's name. But you can pray for conditions. You can pray for sickness. You can pray for peace. You can pray for safety in those particular states. And we're going to pray to God. But charity starts at home. So, for instance, I'm in Texas. I'm going to start with Texas, and I'm going to select another state. Wherever you are, start with your state. We're going to start with two states, and we're going to do this until December, God's will. And we're going to see how God can turn this world around, because some people don't believe that God is even alive. And God says he has something to show us. Amen. So we want to make sure that we get ready and prepare for that, because the Lord is going to continue to dispensate his blessings and his favor and his grace and his mercy towards us. But we have to believe in the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he can do it. So be sure to continue to pray for everybody. In addition to that, go grab your calendars. Grab your calendars. All right. From February the 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Awards. This is an award show, for those of you who are new. This is an award show to showcase individuals in the gospel industry who have really impacted the lives of those listeners and individuals throughout this country, throughout this world. It's not a competition. This is just the facts that this music and these particular individuals need to be recognized because of their great contributions to the gospel industry. So please support all of these gospel artists. I'm going to have some coverage on these gospel artists, so please, please, please support them. If you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on the gospel link, you will find some of the gospel artists, but there are many more. So please be sure to support their music and their ministries. If they have an event in your city, please try to attend, and just please support them, because their music is of God, and it highlights and it makes us feel good, and it ministers unto our soul, and it feeds us. That's the main thing. Everybody want to get fed. So it feeds us until we want no more. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, I have two websites at this particular time, and I'm getting ready to introduce you to another website, but it's going to be in conjunction with the radio station. But right now, I want you to go to alfreda.hubpages.com, alfreda.hubpages.com, and I want you to look at these particular articles. We have fashion models, television, celebrities. Wow, we have three of them, but we have many more. And so I want you to just go through this particular page and go through all of these articles and read the articles. This is a very uplifting site. As you all know, I need to add more articles, and I am, because there are some topics that I would like to look at. And so I'm going to be adding some probably this week, this weekend. I'm going to add some more sites. So please be sure to look at all of these particular articles. If you want to leave a comment, that is your prerogative. You can leave a comment, and I will be sure to get back with you. Editors and journalists, if you have any hot topics that you would like for me to write about on this particular page where individuals can see it, please let me know that as well. I would love to connect with you. Once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. And I'm actually going to change this at the bottom to afritaloveshow.com so that you will know which website to come to. So thank you so much for looking at that. Now we're getting ready to go to the main hub. This is where everything is. If you want to find anything about Dr. Afrita Love or the radio station, this is the place. You're going to hear some music. Okay? So this particular place is the website for the AfritaLoveShow.com. And here is the homepage. And on the homepage, you will see two artists who will greet you. That is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. What two people would be better than those two individuals greeting us as we come to this particular website? We have a gospel artist and a minister. Well, if you click on the Eddie Ruth Bradford button, you will find her website with many interesting things such as home, bio, music, calendar, news, contact, and store. She has many different CDs. If you want to download some of these CDs, it's only 99 cents. Amen, 99 cents. So be sure to support Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She has a great ministry. She's a woman of God. Her music is phenomenal. She did come to Waco, Texas, and she's just a good-hearted person. So please be sure to with her and her music. Amen. Okay, then we have Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's into the ministry and gospel. And so when you click on her website, you're going to hear a little snippet of her two CDs. And she has her pictures here, and she's smiling, and she's happy for the Lord as well. And it gives you her bio and tells you a little bit about her. Go ahead and get connected with her and look at her music. She has her music also posted, I Am Healed, a very beautiful song, and Use Me. And those particular songs are now available, and they're at CD Baby. Beautiful songs. If you go to my website, you will be able to hear her music, and you will be able to purchase it through her website. Now, the Love Radio is iconed here. And actually, if you click on Love Radio right now, we are live and well. I want to explain a little bit about this particular radio station here. If you see a little commercial here, just click on the X, and you'll be right back with me. Amen. Praise God. If you want to follow the ministry, which means you want to receive emails, then all you have to do is click follow. They will probably ask you your first and last name. You don't have to have a radio station. They'll just ask you your first and last name. It's free. You know, go ahead and put your first and last name and click on follow, and you can follow the ministry and know every time the ministry comes on. Everything's going to be saved on the ministry, so you're not going to miss anything. If you scroll down, you'll see upcoming broadcasts, which we're live now. God has what you need and want with love. And then you will hear on-demand episodes, Remembering Dr. Martin Luther King with radio host Love. I want you to really listen to that one. And then if you scroll all the way down, you will see many more of the particular shows. And if you want to, you can go to number 2. And I have a plethora of shows, over 414 shows. And so when you just click, you know, you can listen. We have some phenomenal people as well as the Word of God. We have gospel. I mean, we have everything on this particular ministry. So this ministry is very diverse and versatile as far as topics are concerned. As you all know, you will find the Word of God, interviews with gospel artists, teachers, ministers, writers, authors, directors, visionary actors, actresses, and community leaders. So be sure to go ahead and follow this particular ministry so that you too can be able to hear some powerful speakers and the powerful Word of God. Amen. Now, when you go to, that's Love Radio. Now, remember February 18th through the 20th, of course, the Stella Awards. If you need a speaker, whoop, here I am. This particular button tells you a little bit about me. Love's interview, I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber, then school tutorial site. The school tutorial site is going to actually change into a radio station. And so this will be the hub where all of the shows, go ahead and click on school tutorial site. Instead of starring teachers, you're going to see the Love Gospel KGFM 100.1. Keep God First. FM 100.1. You're going to see that. And God is going to bless this ministry to go very far. And I thank God for the vision that he gave me on today. Okay? So that is going to change within a couple of weeks. I'm working on it. I have to start from scratch. But, of course, the main websites will be theafritalofshow.com, because this is where all the information and pictures and things of that nature. Then I'm going to have a radio station, and my radio station is going to highlight those gospel events. It's going to be straight gospel, nothing but gospel. It's going to be a radio station, and that's going to be the name of it, Love Gospel KGFM 100.1. Amen? Amen. Upcoming events, Stella Awards Show, February 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas. If you want to connect with the radio show again, you can go to Love Radio, okay? Spiritual Guide. If you want a spiritual guide perfecting your walk with God, this guide is excellent. It's 100 pages. It has a lot of information at your fingertips. It talks about different individuals in the Bible who had to perfect their walk with God, and God had to redirect them like he has to do with us on our everyday walk because of our thoughts and because of some of the things that we do. And so God is good. So that's a spiritual guide on the go. If you scroll down, you will hear the Love New Radio billboard. This particular radio station will merge with the new radio station, Love Gospel KG FM 100.1. And so you will listen to that particular radio station, and I will have an icon that you can get to that radio station on this page. It will be a website set up similar to this, but it will be mostly focused on radio, and it will be mostly focused on I will be advertising commercials. And when I say commercials, I'm speaking about gospel music, and I'm going to showcase gospel artists. So that's the type of radio station it's going to be. So just get ready. It's going to be great. God is still giving me the vision, and he's making it plain for me. So God gave me this particular vision or idea around 6 o'clock today, and I'm going to do the will of God. Amen. Amen. So tell your friends about AfritaLoveShow.com. Now, if you get on this website and go to about the venue, you know that this radio station is an outlet with people all over the world, and the evidence is from the radio station and all of the people I've interviewed. Gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. And the mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. And here are some pictures here from different events. Remember that the Stellars are coming up in Las Vegas. Amen. TheAfritaLoveShow.com. This is to the artists and media. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Afrita Love, AlFredaLove, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Of course, for more information, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. As far as the location, you know that we are a radio station all over the world because we're online. But if you want to send a comment or a review, or you have an idea, or you have an event, you can send it with your name, your email, your subject or message. Or, of course, you can contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Either way, be sure to click the submit button. Thank you so much. Okay. Gospel artists in the industry, these are only some of the gospel artists in the industry. Please support each and every one of these gospel artists and their music, because their music really ministers unto our souls, and we appreciate everything that these artists are doing for us. Amen? All right. Here are some links. There is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Minister LaShawn McLemore. If you want to connect with the radio station, whoop, there it is. You'll be right there. Love's Comedy and Entertainment. That is a Facebook page of mine. You can connect with me there. You can like that page and then get many different updates. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where most professionals connect with me, on LinkedIn. Then Love's Media and Event Coverage. If you want to connect with me there, you can like that page and find out some information that's going on. Here are some articles that we've written. Love, Live Jesus Ministry. I have information concerning the ministry that I'm going to be posting. And then, of course, there's a spiritual guide. And if you click on that particular button, then you'll be right there for the spiritual guide to go. Amen. Right here, this is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and her bio. If you stay on this page long enough, you will be able to hear her music. Okay? And this particular song is Blessed to Be a Blessing by Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Okay? And so if you stay on this page, it's about four songs. And you should listen to it and connect with her and support her music and her ministry. She has a lot of great things going on. If you need inspirational music, just let us know that as well. All right? Meet radio host Dr. Avery Love. Here's a bio. And here are some topics that I speak on. If you want me to come and speak, just let me know. And we will get that taken care of. So here are some different topics. Be sure to look at that, of course. As I tell people, you're not going to hear any music playing. You're not going to hear me singing. Amen. But I'm going to add my radio show, so you will hear a lot of interviews and things of that nature that I'm hosting. All right? Now, if you look at Love's Author Corner, these are some of the books, some of the authors. If you're looking for great books, great reads, here are some of the books. So please tap into these particular authors' books and enjoy. Health and Human Performance, it remains the same. We need to move. We need to get moving. We need to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies and make sure that we're putting the right things within our bodies as well. For entertainment and television, these are some of the individuals that you see in entertainment and on television. Be sure to support them. Be sure that when they have an event, to support them as well. We are proud of all of our entertainers and individuals on television. R&B, of course. Here's the R&B list right here. We have some R&B singers, and we're going to add more, as I said before. Meet artist Minister LaShawn McLemore. This is her bio. And this is part of her song, I Am Healed. Okay. Whew, I was getting into that song. This Minister LaShawn McLemore. And then, of course, I have a community page, and I'm going to be adding pictures, community engagement. One of the things, and this will be on our radio show, that we pride ourselves in is really supporting our youth. I have some visions that God has given me that I cannot reveal right now because God has not given me permission to reveal it. But we want to really pour into our youth. And so part of this particular ministry will be focused on the youth as well as gospel artists. Okay? And family engagement. That's another particular area. I want to thank you guys for going through the website with me. Be sure to continue to look at the AfreeToLoveShow.com and connect with me on Facebook or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Make sure that you come back on tomorrow as we will have Praying with Love and Power, Praying with Love and Power. So be sure to come back on tomorrow with that. Be sure to continue to pray unto God and believe in God. Whatever you're believing in, believe in God, because God can do everything. And thank God for the doors that has been closed, and thank Him for the doors that are going to open for you and for us in our lives. Just thank God in advance. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love with the AfreeToLoveShow.com. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah.